question about any plans to improve in-world search engine.
Right. So, Oz, maybe that would go to you. There's been a lot of complaints about it's WebKit, but the online or the web search through the viewer returns a lot of irrelevant results.
There's been discussion about it. It's not clear what the right approach to improving search is. It's something we're very much aware is a source of distress, and I'm not sure what the right answer to that is going to turn out to be. There are a couple of small projects that are on our project list, our potential project list, that are relevant to that. That's such a wide-ranging issue that my guess is that it's not the sort of thing we're going to end up having a big bang project to address. It would be too large and too nebulous to get going on. So what I'm hoping that we can do is discover a series of small improvements we can make that will contribute to a larger solution over time. But I don't really have anything that we can talk about yet that I can tell people to look forward to. It's well up there on the list of things we know are problems and therefore are looking for solutions to.
The to-do list.
Yeah, or the things we wish we could do list, at least.
Alrighty, and I bet I know the answer to this one, but are there plans to ever bring back assigned last names to new residents?
I'm afraid I don't have a firm answer on that. I know that that's an issue that's been raised to Ebbe, and I know it's something that I think he's thought about. But I don't think that we can commit to a yes on that at this point.
Okie doke. So let's move away from the specific project questions for a moment. There's another set of questions that have to do with what people in world can do concerning the concerns about the new platform and how it will affect SL. So I've put some of these together. One question is there anything we can do together to help settle people's nerves? Another person asks, what will benefit SL growth the best, keeping new visitors or encouraging more spending by current residents? And another person asks, how would someone who might be interested in assisting with the continued growth of Second Life community become more involved?
Well, let's see. I think I can provide a quick answer to the first one, that being what can we do to reassure people? We're doing it right now. So we can talk about what we're doing. We can talk about the improvements we're in the process of making, and we're going to keep on doing that as we continue to add new projects and new capabilities. We'll start talking about them as early as we can, and that's and I think that we've all seen a big change in the last few months in how open Linden Lab is being. I mean, the fact that we talked about the new platform is itself a part of that openness. I think you can count on us continuing to do that.
There's been a big change in communications from the lab in since Ebbe, really. That's going to continue to improve, I presume.
I certainly don't think it's going to regress. I hope that it's going to continue to operate as well as it has been operating lately, and I fully intend to be part of that.
Does that answer the bulk of the question, Letta?
Oh, I believe maybe. I think these folks are concerned about what they personally would be able to do and what is going to be, what actions on the part of SL users are going to be most beneficial for keeping SL growing.
What can Second Life users, Peter, what can Second Life users do to keep Second Life going?
I would say two things. One is what we've all been doing for the past 11 years or whatever portion of it, everyone here has been active in Second Life. There's, keep keep logging in, keep creating things, talking to each other, interacting, shopping, creating everything that that we all do week in and week out. Continuing on with that is huge. It's hugely helpful and keeps Second Life this vibrant environment that it is. Beyond that, as the marketing guy, I'd say, tell your friends, talk to folks in your offline lives and in the physical world. Encourage them to come check it out. You know, as we've been telling the journalists we've been speaking with recently, you know, Second Life today is really better than it ever has been in its 11-year history. You know, thanks to the work that smarter folks than I, like Oz, have been doing. You know, it runs better than it ever has. It's more stable than it ever has. The features are more impressive than they ever have been. So by all means, you know, not only keep using it yourself, but keep encouraging friends to come check out this wonderful virtual world.
So basically, just keep enjoying Second Life.
That's exactly what I would say. Yes. Thank you for saying it more succinctly.
I mean, it's not hard to do, guys. Just keep doing it. Just enjoy it. Okay, next question.
Alrighty, the next set of questions, the next topic is about in-world security, being safe, griefer-free. Does that mean starting to enforce TOS so people don't have to abandon mainland due to pure ugliness? Is there anything you're planning on doing about griefers, harassment, and account hijacking? There are also questions about SIM crashing and copybotting as well. So are there any plans to focus more on that area of things in SL?
Governance, basically.
Well, there are at least two distinct issues there, right? There's the governance aspect, which is not something either Pete or I are directly engaged in. We actually are very careful to keep governance activity, that is, the responses to TOS problems and the responses to abuse reports, as a very separate part of our activities within Linden Lab. The rest of us don't do that so that we can interact normally with people. That's one thing, and I don't think we can speak to any of that right now. However, lots of the activities that people who are deliberately disruptive in Second Life rely on is problems with the software, right? I mean, if they can lock up your viewer by exploiting some bug in the viewer or exploiting a problem in the sim to overload it and lag everybody out or whatever it is, then those are very high priority projects. As we discover ways to exploit problems in the software, those always move very close to the top of the list, and those aren't even accounted for in our list of ongoing projects. They're just high priority interrupts that we try to deal with quickly. And so very often you've all seen the release notes on a simulator role that say addresses a security problem. That's what those are, right? They're, by and large, they are introducing some change that makes a griefing mechanism not work anymore. Those are just high priority, constant time activities. We do those all the time, and it's complicated software. Second Life has a marvelously inventive user community in every respect. And unfortunately, one of those aspects is that the people who are trying to be disruptive are if not as pleasant, they are as creative as the rest of the Second Life population. And so it's kind of a constant arms race, but it's something that we are most definitely committed to keeping at the top of our priority list.
I think we have time for one more question.
Alrighty, so as you can tell, I've been lumping them together. The next lump has to do server. One person asks, for the past couple of years, the development rate for new viewer releases and server updates has been fairly impressive. Will things slow down or remain about the same? And this is not exactly identical, but was wondering if there is any chance in the future for the SL server-side code to be open source.
Oz, you get the first one, Pete. You get the second, I think. we all know what the second is.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether the user visible change rate will be all that different. It's very difficult to say because while we're going to have a somewhat smaller group of people doing that development, as I said earlier, we're going to be choosing our projects for maximum impact and maximum visibility very carefully. So whether or not the perceived rate of change will be greater or smaller, I invite you to help me measure that over time. I think it will continue to be impressive.
Peter, does Linen Lab have plans to open source the server code?
No, not at this time.
Yeah, I'm actually quite glad to hear that. So, I'm afraid we're out of time, folks. But I just want to do a quick summarize. Second Life is still going. Nothing really has changed in regards to Second Life. To keep Second Life going indefinitely, just keep on doing what you're doing. Enjoy Second Life. Tell your friends. The more people we can get into Second Life, the better for all of us. Even regardless of any of this, new news that's going on happening, Second Life just gets better with more people. Peter, Oz, I want to thank you both very much for coming. And Oz, thank your dog as well. Your dog is going to be an internet mem now, I think. And I want to thank everybody else. Those of you on the stream and those of you in the audience, thank you. And the crew of people that are filming the live stream right now, Pantera, who's doing the recording, and we will have the recording up on the website as soon as it's available. I just want to thank everybody. And I wish we had more time, but maybe we can do this again.
Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Maybe at a better time of day.
Fine time of day.
Well, it works for you. Not so much for Peter.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that's a bit of a struggle with the Californians. What can I say?
Yeah. Silly people living over there. Thank you all. And with that, I think we will sign out.